USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Still no winner, but it appears that we are getting close to one. Former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday narrowed the lead President Trump had in Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. He says they're going to win this race.
We're on track to over 300 electoral votes, electoral college votes. And look at the national numbers. We're going to win this race with a clear majority of the nation behind us. We've gotten over 74 million votes. Let me repeat that. 74 million votes.
It will still be a while before a winner is declared, as some states are expecting a recount. That's likely the case in Georgia, according to their Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger.
Given the strong probability of a recount, we will not be able to ascertain it. Now, we're going to go through our legal processes, which means we have to certify.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The U.S. reported more than 128,000 new COVID-19 infections Friday. That's a third consecutive single-day record. The pandemic showing no signs of slowing down, particularly in the Midwest, Florida, and Texas. Illinois set a record with 11,790 confirmed or probable coronavirus cases. Jaylene Girardin, an epidemiologist at Northwestern University in Chicago, told the Washington Post that its community spread everywhere. She asked that the greater numbers are due in part to increased availability of testing. A Michigan couple whose large family attracted attention by growing to include 14 sons has welcomed their first daughter nearly three decades after the birth of their first child. Kateri Schwent gave birth Thursday to Maggie Jane and entered a world filled with 14 older brothers. Jay Schwent said he and his wife, both 45, are overjoyed and beyond excited to add Maggie Jane to the family. The Schwents have been featured for years in local and national news as their family has grown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new barrier has been broken for drug use in one West Coast state. USA Radio's Tim Berg is in the Phoenix Bureau with more.
Oregon became the first state in the country to decriminalize possession of hard drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and meth, in small quantities. This brings the state's drug laws in step with the world's most lenient countries, including the Netherlands, Switzerland, Portugal, and Czech Republic. Possession will now be treated like a speeding ticket in Oregon, with violators paying a $100 fine and attending a free addiction program. Kevin Sabet is president of Smart Approaches for Marijuana. As far as what this means, he tells Fox News,
it's a great day if you're a drug dealer, and it's a great day if you want to legalize heroin, because that will be the next step. They started with marijuana, now they're doing this, then they're going to legalize all drugs. This basically takes all the teeth out of getting people treatment. This measure doesn't create one treatment bed, even though it was touted as treatment over incarceration. So I think a lot of people thought they were voting for treatment, and I don't want to be putting people in prison and clogging jails, but this doesn't even expunge your record if you want a second chance. It's really a dream for those who are drug dealers and those who want to basically use with impunity, and I think that's just a bad move.
Wall Street saw the Dow down about 67 points, the NASDAQ up 4 points, the S&P 500 down a point. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.